This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. In New Jersey, it took advocates of assisted suicide 6 years to legalize the grisly arrangements of early death. Opponents of assisted suicide object to Governor Murphy's descriptions of the humanity, dignity, and respect that euthanasia is supposed to provide vulnerable persons. They say death is not a valid treatment for suffering. Once suicide is regarded as therapeutic, other groups and persons are offered more therapy. The practice of assisted suicide in Canada, Belgium, Australia, and the Netherlands now wrestles with killing the mentally ill, the disabled, youth, and those with difficult cases of depression. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you. 202-224-3121. April is Safe Haven Month, focusing on the rescue of babies from desperate situations that threaten the lives of newborns. Drug lifestyles, economic marginalization, and violence threaten mothers and expose infants to the threat of abandonment. Safe Places, help at fire stations, hospitals, and more, exists in all 50 states. Heartbeat International is justly bragging over a fourfold increase in inquiries about abortion pill reversal. That's the injectable progesterone therapy that, after relatively quick action, undoes the work of the chemical abortion pill. Patients can search for abortion pill reversal online or text HELPLINE to 313131. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.